Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on WBBM, Mayor Lightfoot is scheduled to give her annual budget speech at this morning's city council meeting. It begins this hour. According to one report, she's going to call for an increase in property taxes. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with more.
Mayor Lightfoot reportedly will call on the city council to increase the property tax levy by more than $76 million. The Sun-Times says nearly $23 million of it would come from an automatic property tax increase that's tied to the rate of inflation. $25 million would be used for the mayor's capital plan, and more than $28 million of it would come from, quote, new property. When the mayor unveiled her three-year financial plan, she said she had hoped not to have to raise property taxes at all. Last year, the city increased property taxes by $94 million. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Fire destroyed a 156-year-old church this weekend in South Suburban Beecher.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church was featured in the movie Road to Perdition back in 2002. Pictures online show fire tearing through the steeple while a tent in the parking lot for the church's Oktoberfest celebration. The Beecher Fire Protection District was already on scene treating someone in an unrelated call at around 1:30 when they were alerted to the fire. About three dozen agencies responded, bringing some 91,000 gallons of water since the nearest hydrant was about a mile away. One firefighter was taken to the hospital for heat exhaustion. Three others were treated at the scene. The cause is under investigation. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A barn in Gary burned to the ground overnight, killing four horses, critically injuring another. Channel 9 reports firefighters responded to the Quarter Circle JK Ranch around midnight as large flames engulfed the barn. The owners were able to get out safely. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Chicago police are warning people selling items on social media sites can put them at risk. They're advising them to be aware of in-person meetups.
Chicago police have issued a community alert saying that there have been four incidents since September 6th of social media involved robberies in which someone contacts people selling items on Facebook Marketplace and tells them to bring the items to an agreed-upon location. Once there, the fake buyers ask to see the items, then grab them out of the victim's hands and run away. In two of the incidents, the name LaShonda was used to arrange the meeting. Police say that each of the thefts happened in the South Chicago neighborhood. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A DePaul University student is recovering after authorities say he was stabbed outside of a Northside bar early Saturday morning.
Chicago police say the 19-year-old was followed by two people after leaving the bar in the 900 block of Webster Avenue around 2 a.m. Suspects are then accused of hitting the student in the face, stabbing him in the back before robbing him and running from the area. While the attack did not take place on DePaul's campus, university officials say that recent incidents on and around its Loop and Lincoln Park campuses have raised concerns, and patrols will be on high alert moving forward. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A group of Northwest Indiana business people looking to revive the Gary Air Show. It hasn't happened in 5 years. It was grounded in 2016 because of Gary's financial problems. The Northwest Indiana Times reports South Shore Convention and Visitors Authority Board member Brent Brashear says it's too early to announce any details. The University of Illinois has students dining in style.
The University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign upgraded its dining hall at the Illinois Street Residence Halls. The Champaign News-Gazette reports the $73.5 million expansion seats up to 1,385 students at nine themed micro restaurants. That's enough for the U of I to stake its claim as the largest non-military college cafeteria in the country. Among other things, the dining hall also has a pasta cutting machine imported straight from Italy. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Lightfoot is presenting her new budget at a city council meeting this morning.
Technically, this is a regular city council meeting, but some elements are missing. There was no public comment. The city clerk's office says no one signed up in a timely fashion and no congratulatory resolutions. The mayor, however, is expected to give a budget speech that addresses a more than $700 million shortfall and increasing violence. And Alderwoman Rosana Rodriguez Sanchez and others on the council hope there'll be more money for human services and not so much for police.
We are going to go downstairs and we are going to listen to this budget address. And yes, we're going to have hope, as my colleague Daniel Laspada said, but we also come here ready to fight for what we need, and we will.
The speech is expected to start within the half hour. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.